Now, we've heard about the psychology and the physics of football prowess, but is there anything in your genetic code that can reveal whether you're destined to play for your country, for example? Is there a football, a running or a rugby gene? Offering tests for this is actually becoming quite big business, but it's not actually based on sound science at all. And Georgia Mills spoke to Ian Varley, who's a lecturer in sport and exercise science at Nottingham Trent University, to hear why.
There are lots of companies, and it has become sort of in vogue in the last maybe 5 or 6 years, so very recent, that will test your genetics by sending you a saliva collection device through the post. You will simply spit into the capsule, send it back, and they will send you back some information on whether, maybe not on whether you're going to be a footballer or not, but whether you have the particular genetic profile which makes you susceptible to being maybe a more power-based athlete. In football, that might be a centre-forward or something like that, or maybe a more endurance-based athlete, maybe more midfield player, you could say.
Right, and is there evidence that there can be a midfielder gene?
Unfortunately not. As you can probably imagine, genetics is very complex. So being able to identify a particular gene which says that you are a midfield player or you're going to be a good footballer in any position is very, very complex. So to put this into perspective, there is about, what was recently identified, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, there is about just under 300,000 genes or genetic variants which can allude to 45% of the difference in height. So something as simple as height that everyone takes for granted that is a hereditary trait, there's 300,000 different variants. If you consider being something as complex as football with all the different things that are put into being an elite footballer, obviously it seems an oversimplification of that one or even 10 or maybe 100 different genetic variants can almost predict that. There's not been a study that I know of in the recent published literature that has showed any predictive quality of a genetic test. So there is no study that has genotyped a load of children and then shown that these children are going to be footballers and these children aren't going to be footballers. So there's no predictive quality in sporting settings. There have been association studies. However, the utility of those association studies is lacking, unfortunately.
Is there then a problem with these tests and could they do any damage?
Potentially, yes. The problem that could arise from these things is people that maybe aren't experts in science looking at the marketing material released by these companies, showing that maybe if they train a certain way, they could be better or how they can predict sporting prowess. They take those particular tests and they're normally aimed at sort of coaches and parents, really. And they give their child or their team a particular avenue to go down in terms of training or sport that is maybe not ideal for that participant. Maybe they don't like that particular sport, but they've got the supposed genetic profile, which makes them susceptible to, or in theory, susceptible to being an expert in that particular sport. So this can lead to, I suppose, a lack of choice for that child, so it restricts the child's lack to an open future, which brings in sort of human rights issues. And there's also moral issues within this as well. We're going on some science that is by no means concrete in the way that it's been conducted.
And I suppose there might be an element of the self-fulfilling prophecy if you're told, look, you are genetically not cut out to be good at this sport, you're not going to put your heart and soul into it, are you?
Of course. And if you're told that you're never going to be good at this because you've got this particular genetic profile, that obviously brings that on, like you say, with this sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm not good at that because I was told that at a young child that I didn't have the gene to be a midfield player. I should be a goalkeeper or whatever it might be. Which, when we say it like that, sounds a bit ridiculous to saying you've got the gene for a goalkeeper.
I guess with any sport, actually, you've got your genetics, but then there's also your life you've had since you were born is going to have a big impact, and your training and the environment and all those kinds of things.
Of course. So there's obviously been an age-old debate going on since before I was born on whether someone is an elite sports person due to nature or whether it's due to nurture. And I suppose the boring answer is that it's probably a bit of both. And people don't like that answer, bit of both, because it's sort of sitting on the fence. But if you look at the science, it seems to suggest that there is some element of training. You need to train obviously hard to be good. But there is also an element of genetics as well. And in some cases, I'll take myself as a perfect example. I'm sure I could train all I wanted to, and I would never have been an elite footballer. Even with the best coaches in the world, I didn't have the sort of the genetics, if you like, to excel in that particular sport.
And we all know that person, that infuriating person who tries something for the first time and they're amazing at it and you want to throttle them.
Of course, yes. There's one of those in every school, I think.
Yes.
who tends to, yes, picks up a cricket bat and is excellent, and they can do the same with a football, a rugby ball, or excellent. So a multi-talented sports person, because they have got what it takes, whatever that thing is, that enables them to be good at those things. There's also examples of that person that tries really hard. So the person that comes to your sports club every week and tries their best with all the best coaching to try and be elite, and unfortunately they're never any good.
I think that's me you're describing that. I always got the medal for turning up, I think.
I didn't even get the medal for turning up. I got the medal for bunking off to try and get out of it. Were you a keen sportswoman at school and university?
I do like sport. I think I was more of a well done, you've participated than a well done, you've won. But
I just didn't come naturally to me. I like snooker, actually. There's a lot of physics in that. I like to watch snooker. But I'm certainly not very good at playing sport. I haven't got those genes. That was Ian Varley. He's at Nottingham Trent University. He was talking with Georgia Mills. So, just do the sport you love, I think, is the message there. And as long as you're having fun and getting some exercise, that's probably the best thing. You agree with that?
I do, definitely. Having fun is very important.